Hi, this is Attorney Dave Dorringer, LawNews.tv. Just a quick podcast summarizing my newsletter that's going out today, October 31st. Happy Halloween. It's my October newsletter. Just going to summarize new blog posts. First is what you give up with a local estate planning attorney. Oftentimes people feel like they have to go to a local estate planning attorney, but if you do that, you might be giving up comprehensive estate planning, which might not even be available in your area, or if it is available, it might be expensive. You could save money and get better planning just by looking around. I practice in multiple states. I've got clients all over California, as well as Washington State and Texas. You might want to look broader than your immediate local area for an estate planning attorney, unless, of course, you're here in Slo County. Next post, Gun Heat Revisited. This is a special type of gun trust I invented about 6 years ago, but I've never actually drafted one, although it looks like I've got a couple clients that might be interested in doing that now. This is for extremely wealthy estates larger than $28 million or thereabouts, where the estate is so large that they've exhausted, or they plan to exhaust, all of their GST exemption, generation skipping transfer tax exemption, and they want to have the ability to spend additional sums in a sheltered way on medical care or education costs, tuition. The Health and Education Exclusion Trust is, I didn't invent that, but the gun variant involves either benefiting a gun organization as a charity, or even better, forming your own charity as a local firearm instruction resource for your community. Next post, Firearms and the California Uniform Directed Trust Act. So this act didn't exactly allow trust directed trusts, like with trust protectors or distribution trustees, but it made the rules clearer so that there's more comfort in doing this kind of planning. It also, being able to clarify the liabilities and responsibilities of the different types of fiduciaries involved, different types of trustees or trust directors, it helps a great deal with the firearms planning, because in firearms planning, you have to make sure you carefully define who controls the firearm, and that's very restricted in California, obviously. So, the next post is Yes, California BDOT Can Yield Better Asset Protection. BDOT stands for Beneficiary Deemed Owner Trust. It's also called 678 Trust, based on the Internal Revenue Code section. And this is language that we put in to make the trust income taxable to the beneficiary. And there's kind of a misconception among many of my colleagues that planning is inconsistent with asset protection planning, but actually it can actually increase the asset protection and yield greater asset protection over time. Next post, charitable remainder trust, or CRT planning, and also other charitable planning. I've got a post on that. It's not extremely technical post, but it goes into the basics of why what you might consider when doing that kind of either a CRT plan or other charitable planning that might be simpler, including, by the way, the gun heat that I mentioned earlier. That does, for that to work, it does require a charitable element. Next post, tax.gd. My page at tax.gd has been updated. I updated that with current IRS inflation adjustments for 2025. Just go to www.tax.gd if you want to use that as a resource. The current estate tax exclusion amount, annual gift tax exclusion, all those amounts are at that page, and the amounts for 2025. Next post, armed attacker killed with own knife in Beverly Hills dog and child abduction attempt. This is a bizarre story out of Beverly Hills. Bottom line, if the father was armed and trained with a gun, he could have probably avoided some injury. There was apparently a great amount of bravery on the part of the father to fight off the attacker, who was apparently on drugs or something, but the attacker tried to kidnap 2-year-old girl, and also apparently a dog, owned by a helpful bystander. That could have been a disaster, obviously, if not for the father fighting back and actually stabbing the attacker with his own knife, but also the bystander helped to punch the attacker. It's kind of confusing what the facts are, but I thought it was a good example of the need to protect your children. Are you trained to protect your children? Are you properly licensed? It's possible now in California, very possible in most jurisdictions, to get a CCW. Of course, it's a constant battle in California. Fighting back attempts to control that and restrict it, but you can carry in California to some degree, and you shouldn't be carrying, you shouldn't be taking your child in areas where you can't carry. Are your guardians that you name on your estate plan, are they trained to protect your family? Are your children trained to protect their kids, and so on? Next article, FBI 2022 data has been revised substantially, a huge 6.6% swing in data, and violent crime actually surged in 2022. It certainly looks like the FBI was faking those statistics. They actually reported a 2.1% drop in violent crime for 2022, but when the 2023 numbers came out, they quietly, without even flagging it to anyone, they quietly revised those numbers, and it was actually a 4.5% increase in violent crime. Dr. Lott has been actively looking into those numbers for the last several months, even before the FBI officially revised theirs. He noticed some aberrations in the numbers. Next article, Israel terror attack stopped by armed bystanders. Not the first time this has happened in Israel. There's several instances of good guys with guns stopping terror attacks there, and their policy has fluctuated over the years. Sometimes permissive on concealed carries, sometimes not. They were kind of at a low point in concealed carry when the October 7th massacre occurred, and I think since then a lot more people have been carrying, obviously. Next story, my classmate Kamala claimed that cops can randomly check homes for compliance with the city gun storage law. This was back in 2007 when she was district attorney in San Francisco. My classmate, she's a classmate of mine back at Hastings Law School, she actually claimed that police could just randomly check homes. And obviously most people, I think, know that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. I think Kamala was asleep in con law that day. Next article, yet another mass knife attack in communist China. This is the kind of thing, it's not the first time this story has happened. It's happened quite several times this year, actually. And it was at a Walmart in Shanghai. Obviously, they have gun control in China. But you think in a controlled society that they could stop violent attackers, but they can't even stop it in China. So interesting just to note that. Next story, Newsom, Walz, Whitmer, and other Democrat governors escaped scrutiny given Cuomo, escaped the high scrutiny that was given Cuomo for COVID nursing home deaths. So a lot of attention has been on Governor Cuomo of New York for all the old people that died being under his order to put COVID-infected elderly into nursing homes. Very stupid idea. I think everybody kind of realized that at the moment, except for him. And but he's not the only one. A lot of Democrat governors did that, but they're not getting scrutinized for some reason. Article on that. So next article, federal judge blocks Governor Newsom's deep fakes law making political humor illegal in California. So he tried to ban satire, parody, and that was slapped down pretty fast within a couple of weeks by a federal judge. I don't know if you subscribe to my newsletter, you probably noticed even before that injunction, I was sticking links to Babylon Bee in my newsletters in celebration of freedom. So next article, Dr. Lott says that the new data on migrant crime is shocking. And obviously it takes a lot to shock Dr. Lott. So that is, I think that news has been all over the place, but if you want details on those numbers, which have been out for about a month, a huge number of convicted criminals or migrants with pending charges, including, I believe, 13,099 convicted murderers were let into the country. And just kind of a parenthetical note on that, the DHS is not, they've stopped collecting DNA samples on migrants as they're required to under federal law. Really hard to imagine any reason for these policies. Last article to note, as far as latest new articles, University of Kansas fires professor who called for anti-Harris male voters to be lined up and shot. So it's not actually very shocking that professor said that. The shocking thing is that professor was fired. So that's the state of education today is why I'm seeing a lot of my clients actually devising plans, putting in their plans requirements that no funds are to be used on government education, incentivizing homeschooling and other private alternatives, basically disinheriting woke. And that is a new trend among my clients. So if you want to check out those articles, my articles are at my website, lawnews.tv, and you can get a copy of this podcast. I think I forgot to upload last month, but I'll be doing that quickly. Catching up there, my podcasts and radio commercials are at protect.fm. And again, website, lawnews.tv. Thank you.